ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 13, Text 9. Yasya yogana vanchanti Vyoga bhaya kataraha Bhajanti charana bhojam Munayo hari medasaha Yasya yogana vanchanti Vyoga bhaya kataraha Bhajanti charanam bhojam Munayo hari medasaha Yasya yogana vanchanti Vyoga bhaya kataraha Bhajanti charanam bhojam Munayo hari medasaha Please. Mataji? Yasya with the body. Yogam, contact. Na, do not. Vanchanti, jnani's desire. Vyoga bhaya kataraha, being afraid of giving up the body again. Bhajanti, offer transcendental loving service. Charanam bhojam to the lotus feet of the Lord. Munayaha, great saintly persons. Hari medasaha, whose intelligence is always absorbed in thoughts of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Maharaj Nimi continue. Mayavadis generally want freedom from accepting a material body because they fear having to give it up again. But devotees whose intelligence is always filled with the service of the Lord are unafraid. Indeed, they take advantage of the body to render transcendental loving service. Purport. Maharaj Nimi did not want to accept a material body, which would be a cause of bondage. Because he was a devotee, he wanted a body by which he could render devotional service to the Lord. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Janmaobi more ichaya ditura, bhakta grihe jani janma ha umora, kita janma hayu yata tuya dasa. My Lord, if you want me to take birth and accept a material body again, kindly do me this favor. Allow me to take birth in the home of your servant, your devotee. I do not mind being born there even as an insignificant creature, like an insect. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Nadanma, Nadanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmani shware bhavatad bhakti rahaitu kitvai. O Lord of the universe, I do not desire material world, materialistic followers, a beautiful wife or fruitive activities described in flowery language. All I want, life after life, is unmotivated devotional service to you. Shikshashtaka 4. By saying life after life, janmani janmani, the Lord referred not to an ordinary bird, but a bird in which to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Such a body is desirable. A devotee does not think like yogis and jnanis who want to refuse a material body and become one with the impersonal Brahman effulgence. A devotee does not like this idea. On the contrary, he will accept anybody, material or spiritual, for he wants to serve the Lord. This is real liberation. If one has a strong desire to serve the Lord, even if he accepts a material body, there is no cause of anxiety, since a devotee, even in a material body, is liberated soul. This is confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami. Ihayasya harerdasye karmana manasagira nikilash api avastasu jivan muktak sa uchate. A person acting in Krishna consciousness, or in other words, in the service of Krishna, with his body, mind, intelligence, and words, is a liberate person even within the material world, although he may be engaged in many so-called material activities. The desire to serve the Lord establishes one as liberated in any condition of life, whether in a spiritual body or a material body. In a spiritual body, the devotee becomes a direct associate of the Lord. But even though a devotee may superficially appear to be in a material body, he is always liberated and is engaged in the same duties of service to the Lord as a devotee in Vaikuntha Loka. There is no distinction. It is said, Sadur Jivo Va Mora Maro Va. Whether a devotee is alive or dead, his only concern is to serve the Lord. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naitimameti Arjuna. When he gives up his body, he goes directly to become an associate of the Lord and serve him. Although he does the same thing even in a material body, in a material world. For a devotee, there is no pain, pleasure, or material perfection. One may argue that at the time of death, a devotee also suffers because of giving up his material body. But in this connection, for example, may be given that a cat carries a mouse in its mouth and also carries a kitten in its mouth. But the mouse and the kitten are carried in the same mouth, but the perception of the mouse is different from that of the kitten. When a devotee gives up his body, tyaktva deham, he is ready to go back home, back to Godhead. Thus, his perception is certainly different from that of a person being taken away by Yamaraj for punishment. A person whose intelligence is always concentrated upon the service of the Lord is unafraid of accepting material body. Whereas no devotee, having no engagement in the service of the Lord, is very much afraid of accepting material body or giving up his present one. Therefore, we should follow the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mama Janmani Janmanishware Bhavat Bhaktir Ahavitu Ki Tvayi. It doesn't matter whether we accept a material body or a spiritual body. Our only ambition should be to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agnati Mirandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshumi Taminata Smai Shigurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadama Yaham Dadati Svaparantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvita Gadadara Shri Asari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, okay, so Archita Prabhu asked me to give class, and I have to confess, you know, I'm very unqualified. I'm very unqualified, very lowborn person, born far away in Western country. So, but it's a challenge, you know, this is training. We have to train ourselves to be good preacher, you know, to boldly preach and spread this movement. And so thank you, Archita Prabhu, for that. So our movement needs so many preachers. So many preachers to the degree there are thousands of them on the street doing book distribution, sitting here and giving class, being trained to be a good preacher. And we already have in this temple very nice preachers. Come in my mind, Bhakta Kush. His parents is from India, and what I hear, when he was young, he was in Vrindavan, and in front of deity of Madam Mohan, he used to read verses from Bhagavad Gita. So he have very nice background, and he really get opportunity to express himself here, and he's doing very good. So there are others here also, like Bhrigupati Prabhu, Vijay Prabhu, Sachitanoi Prabhu, and all the devotees, beginning with Ananda Kirtan, Bhakta Storm, Bhakta Gas. So, yeah, we need a lot of preacher. So, actually, everybody should try to be preacher. You know, somebody who is, there is so many people here, you know, somebody who is in the kitchen, pujari department, they should also come and try to, you know, be preacher. Try to, if not go on the street, they should try to get a class, Srimad Bhagavatam class. Because this is set up by Srila Prabhupada, and this is great opportunity actually to train yourself to be absorbed in Srila Prabhupada books. And when you come, and naturally want to share with others. So this is process of Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. As you speak, you hear, and you try to remember what you are saying to yourself, and you try to give message to others. I remember one time when I met a very nice devotee, Navina Nirada. He is like, in that time, even he's still distributing books. He was a big book distributor. He's a friend of mine, very nice devotee. He said how we should be, we should, you know, when it's time to preach, let's see who will be man and who will be mouse. You know, man or advanced devotee, he always want to share Krishna consciousness with others. And mouse, he always want to hide himself somewhere on the back, you know, on the wall. So, so Sri Rupa Goswami, in this verse, he's saying how we should use, verse goes like, Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikilas api avastasu jivan mukta sauchate. So he is saying how a person in Krishna consciousness should use a person acting in Krishna consciousness, or in other words, in the service of Krishna, with his body, mind, intelligence, and words as a liberated person, even in this material world. So this word, words, that means words, this faculty of speaking, we have to use properly as much as possible. And like Navina Nirada used to say, actually I hear many statements from Sankaran devotees, like Srila Prabhupada disciple Manidhar Prabhu. I met him many times in Europe. He is one of pioneer book distribution. He said, actually, when you go out, actually, people, they buy you. They buy you. You. They don't buy books. So basically, they buy your morning program. They buy your consciousness. They buy your chanting. And this is what they see in front of you. They don't know what's about books, what is in the books so much. So in the same way, preacher, you should be trained to be a preacher, to give nice class in the future. If you're a very good preacher, you can take sannyas, travel all over the world. These young people, or, you know, somebody invited to give some public speak somewhere, you know. This is what we need, like Prabhupada was doing that. So we should be trained to be very bold and good preacher. And actually, when you give in class, you actually try to buy, you can say, to, like in book distribution, you try to actually sell yourself, sell your actually reading, chanting, your consciousness to the devotees, you know, to, and actually steal their hearts. This is the purpose of giving the class, actually. And so there is another verse in Chaitanya, in Shakshaka number 4, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Then I don't want followers. I don't want material world. I don't want wives, beautiful wife." So that doesn't mean we don't need to get married. This is okay, especially if wife is very fixed and they together can very nicely serve the Krishna. But I personally prefer brahmachari life. I still am training to be very fixed brahmachari. This is ongoing process. I'm not born in that tradition. But for me, this is easy life, and I really like it to see more brahmachari who can stay. Because generally, you can do more service. You can be easy. You have a lot of time to be trained, to be actually scholarly devotee, very scholarly devotee, and present philosophy in a very nice, palatable way. And this way you can reach big audience, all different kind of people. So it's easier, generally. This is what I like. And Because we can see, you know, demoniac forces, they're increasing more and more. They have their direction, and we have our own direction. Our direction is coming from Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada books, and Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So sometimes actually we have tendency to have it excuse. This is nature of conditioned soul. Like for example, Ajita Prabhu come to you and ask you, can you give the class? And you know, in your mind, and you can even say like that, you know, I am not like Mukunda Datta. He's very learned. I am so unqualified, I cannot give the class. You see? And like the same things, for example, if you are a book distributor and you see somebody is exceeded you, like, you know, here in Bhakta Kush, or, you know, in Parameshwara Prabhu, or Navina Nirada, actually he's still distributing books, I hear. He's going to China, he's going all the world. He's not writing his result, but he's going all over the world to preach and do book distribution, like Vijay. So, but, you know, so I should not say like, no way, I don't qualify like, you know, Vijay or like Kush. No, I don't want to distribute books, you know. No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to try, you know, because this service is so attractive, especially when you try already. So in the same way, you know, if somebody is more advanced than you, that doesn't mean then you don't want to give up, you know, preaching, won't give up, give the class, train yourself to be a very good preacher, because it's set up by Prabhupada to do that. You know, there is another excuse, like we like to compare ourselves with others. I hear like statement, you know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita there is one, you know, Brahmana from South India, and he was illiterated. He don't know how to read. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to him and he saw actually him how he was crying. He was crying. Oh, there is picture there. And he said, you are in authority of, you know, of Bhagavad Gita. So sometimes we said, this is good excuse. You know, I'm not qualified. I'm almost illiterate. But actually, you know, it was a special person. It was a person who was born in India at that time. Is no ordinary birth, is no ordinary person who have chance to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time, and he appeared on this planet. So there's no way then he compare ourselves with that person, you see. And sometimes we don't want to give class because we are afraid. You know, we hear about that is of public speaking, you feel a little bit uncomfortable. But why is it like that? You know, if you go a little bit deeply into that, opposite of public is private. That means, you know, you supposed to, devotee is supposed to have public life, everything open for everybody. But, you know, we have some our private life, you know, nobody knows what we're doing. So we are actually scared when we come here than this, you know, private life would come up out in our consciousness, you know. So we should not have private life. It's actually explained that everything what we do in our life, we should consult others. I hear many times from older devotees. Everything, even little small things. Is it good what I am doing, you know? Even if you are in position, like, you know, in Vedic times, kings, they have assemble of brahmanas. And whatever they do, they ask brahmanas, you know. Is it okay then I do this and that, you see? So we have very qualified people here, and more advanced of us. So we should always try, always somebody's advanced than we. If we think nobody's advanced, at least there is Guru, Shastra, Sadhu. Everybody has his own Guru, and Shastra and Sadhu. So basically, we have this tendency, you know, think about in the terms of me and mine. you know, it's my reading, my chanting, my studying, mine, instead of I am doing that for Krishna, for Krishna satisfaction, not for me. And there is also other reasons, like we are basically lazy, still, you know, Kali Yuga, and we don't like to study. If we are all a devotee, we like to have our own comfort. We don't want that somebody mess up with that. Sarvam Nachita asks, you know, please can you give a class? Oh, yes, I don't have time, you know, I'm so much engaged, you know, in preaching, you know. But this endeavor, you know, this is what Prabhupada wanted us to be learned, all of us actually, to develop brahminical quality. And actually Krishna wants from us to advance. There is verse from Bhagavad Gita 10:10. How goes Tishasha? Can you speak loud? Can you speak loud? Parvakam. So he is. Can you give translation? So you see, said understanding. So this understanding actually also comes from Krishna. That means we have to qualify, increase our qualification by getting information from Krishna, by chanting his holy names, by reading, you know, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and by absorbing that in our minds, and when we are absorbing that, naturally this will come out in our thoughts and our speaking, you know. And but because we are still not completely fully surrendered, that maybe we always have some kind of private life. That means, okay, a little bit Krishna, but a little bit lust, okay? On the little bit Krishna, little bit fruitive activities, fame, name, profit, desire for that. Little bit Krishna, little bit Facebook. You know, many people, I get some experience with that. Well, a little bit Krishna, a little bit, you know, karmi movies, karmi bread. So it doesn't work like that. You know, you no way to be 24 hours in advance and be ready when Achita come to ask, give you class, and you, oh, now I have to study, you know. No, it's an ongoing process, you know, you have to be ready. There is another excuse, like I don't like competition. I don't like compete. And, you know, he is more advanced than I. Why should I give class? This is okay. You feel humble. This is okay. But there is another thing. There is, you know, one similar word from with compete is compare. Compete, compare. Similar words with compete is go. Another word is compare. This very similar word. So we try to compare ourselves with other preacher. Okay, he's greater preacher than I. If I give class, everyone actually see that I am not qualified. Then I am less. Then I know less than Krishna, than this devotee. And, you know, my false ego, my dear false ego will be destroyed, you know, and, you know, what will be with me, you know. And, you know, because I and my false ego always told me, you are the greatest devotee. And I want to hear that. But, you know, if my false ego is destroyed, I will realize I'm not advanced devotee, you see. So actually, if we think deeply, we came here in the material world to compete, to compare with Krishna, and with everybody else. So when somebody asks us, can you please glorify Krishna? We say, oh, no, I don't want that. You know, I don't want to glorify Krishna. Okay? This is actually deep in our hearts, deep thought in our heart. So So basically, we have to expand our consciousness, expand our faculty of speaking. We have we are spirit soul. We have a material body, gross material body. We have subtle body, made from mind, intelligence, and false ego. So process is very simple. When we get information from the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, when we chant holy name, Krishna is gradually coming through our faculty of our body, actually our ears, our eyes is absorbed in a book, and is coming through our ears, through our minds, through our intelligence, and Krishna start to purify those words from Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all this beautiful story, start to purify our mind, our intelligence, and we start to be so much, and our real ego start to be more in a proper position, servant of Krishna. And we start to be filled, you know, satiated with Krishna consciousness. And naturally, when we come out, when we start to speak, we naturally Krishna want to come out. You know, Krishna is there. Krishna is always in. You know, so Krishna start to be situated in our purified consciousness, and He wanted this, His desire. He want to come out from our mouth when we give class, when we go on the street. So He is traveling from my mouth to your ear, between our my body is your body is you have to study that is ether, you know, fire elements, air, ether, fire, you know. So you have to study Sankhya philosophy, it's explained by Bhagavad Gita, and in this way your body, your mind, your intelligence, your false ego start to be receptive through your own ear and your own, you know, mind, okay, subtle body. Krishna is coming, you see, to you. And what is destination? Your heart. So time is very short. We don't have so much time. People of the street, they are dying in any moment. So my mind is coming one example of the car. You know, you have your car. Everybody you have temple car or you use the car, okay? So you want to drive that car in some destination far away. And on the end of the destination is a very beautiful person. You want to reach him. And so you know a lot about this car. You even know a lot about engine, you learn a lot about, you know, engine and everything, how car work, you know. But somehow there, you don't decide to even, you know, start to drive the car. You didn't start to drive the car. So, the same way is like our body. It's like the car. So you studied the books, you read the books, you know, you chant the shlokas, you learn the shlokas. But if you don't try to preach, you know, when you get opportunity, when you know, Prabhupada said, when you start to preach, you start to remember. So if you don't start to preach, you don't move, actually. You're not moving. And so you have to go out. You have to come and actually ask you, can you please give class? Can you glorify Krishna? You have to boldly say, yes, I want it to do that. When somebody asks you, please come out, you know, and try the Sankirtan, you said, okay, I will try to go out and distribute books. And so when you drive the car, you have to be careful. You know, when you really start to drive the car, you know, sometimes you have to be careful with traffic signals, you know, red lights. This is like 4X. You have to be careful with that, you know, when you drive your car. Or when you go on the, when you drive, you have to be careful with others, you know, with weather, with people around, other drivers. So you have to be careful with lust, anger, envy, all these things, you know, these nice things around you. And we are spirit soul, so you have to know about that. Sometimes you have to put engine in the car when you drive your car, when you do your devotional service. Engine is more gas. You have to put, you have to put gas in the engine. Gas is more chanting, more information, more reading, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, actually more gas, you know. Gus. And when you start to dry, it's easy and joyful. You know, you want to come out when the Sunday feast come. You know, guests stay in the back somewhere. Nobody's approaching them so much. So it's duty. You know, you have to preach that person. Otherwise, he go away. I saw sometimes, you know, they just go away. You know, nobody tell them nothing. You know, and just yesterday was actually one lady. Actually, brahmachari should not preach to lady. I just in the beginning started to preach to her, and then one another person came, and also he was just three times is coming here. So Krishna Menk and Rajman, there are two persons in front of me. But actually, when brahmachari want to preach to, for example, opposite sex, the best is look for another, like Gopi Gita Mataji or some other, or Shyamam, you know, Mataji, and this is the best for brahmachari, for his consciousness. But she's nice. She got 1 year ago, she got a book from, I don't know, she didn't remember whose. I said, oh, maybe you get from me. And she said, maybe you get. She read Bhagavad Gita. I asked, do you have some questions? And she said, yes, I have it. So we went, she got a Bhagavad Gita, she opened the Bhagavad Gita, and there is words from, like devotee is like desire tree and can fulfill desire of everyone. She asked me, what does it mean desire tree? And I explained to her about, you know, in spiritual world, there really exists some kind of desire tree, and whatever you want, you know, you want banana, you pick up banana, you want, you know, if you want banana here, you have to go to banana tree. You know, well, here is there is banana, there is mango. If you want some beautiful jewels, you get some diamond from the desire tree. And she was smiling. She was in ecstasy. Really? I never heard about that. On the end, you know, I was preaching to that person, and they also speak to one another. This is nice. When some newcomers come together, it's good to gather them together, preach to maybe also two, three devotees, and preach to, you know, if you met one another in the same time, they want to come next time also to meet the same person, because they're more familiar with some other newcomer than with us in some sense. You know, we are preaching to them. So this is nice. It's a nice arrangement yesterday. So in that, actually, usually Sankirtan devotee, they like to give story, different story. And usually story goes like that. I met, you know, that person, and, you know, he was a little bit interested, or he was uninterested. And, you know, I give him book, and he start to be melted, and, you know, and you say like that. But there is another story. It's one ongoing story is like every time actually when you met person on the street, you always actually have some kind of feeling, you know, some kind of realization, you see, like there is something, you know, in your heart, in your mind, you know, there is some kind of expectation. You met the person and you think about, he will gonna take the book or not, you know, you think like that, you know, when I present to him the book, and you think you have some kind of expectation, you have different feelings about that person, you know, some different realization come in your mind, you know, from Bhagavad Gita, like his spirit soul, you know, he have to die, this is his only chance. So if it's young person, you have some kind of feeling, some kind of realization, you know, if, you know, his life is so miserable, he didn't know even about that. If he got this book, he will realize that to some degree, and he will get chance for new life, you know, his only chance. And if it's older person, you also, you know, in front of you is person who went through so many, you can see, you know, so many pleasurable, unpleasurable situations, happiness, distress, and is going to die very soon. And this is his only chance to get a book, get some knowledge, at least that. And if you don't get a book, you know, sometimes you feel, oh, I'm so unqualified, you know, I was spaced out. I didn't get good chanting, you know. I spoiled the person, you know. Or maybe, you know, you have some excuse. Maybe he's not ripe fruit. You know, so this kind of thoughts, this kind of feelings actually is very nice, actually. This kind of realization is very nice when you come out and, you know, try to preach direct book distribution. So, you know, somebody who is doing that or somebody who is not doing that should try to really taste this nectar, because this is very, very nice feeling, actually. Very, very nice feeling. Very nice realizations. This actually sometimes, you know, you present books to the person, sometimes almost automatically, you know, but it's back on your mind, back on your heart is this kind of, you know, very subtle thoughts about, you know, what you're doing. And, yes, so I will finish this all what I want to say today. So if anybody want to give class, I mean, ask questions. I was always about main purpose of this class is people should give class. Come here, should give class. Actually, this is my realization then. There's no another way around. Even if it take many, many months and many years, giving class is actually is set up by Prabhupada, is train you, push you to be more scholarly, to be more knowledgeable, to learn shlokas, you see. And this kind of consciousness, actually, you can be a very good preacher also on the street. It's the same, you know, your consciousness. It's Navina Nirad is actually a very scholarly person, is great book distributor, you know. Okay, if somebody has some questions or comments. Okay, nobody? Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki, Shri Bhagavatam ki, Gaura Premanande. Haribol.